I'm absolutely delighted to be joined once again by, of course, Michelle Macken. Of course, you're a national trainer for Ultraceuticals. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me. It's really great to have you on the show. We got so much amazing feedback after the last time we were speaking about summer skincare that we thought we'd dive back in and maybe talk a little bit about transitioning from your summer skincare into those darker, more wintry kind of months. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me on, Louise.
Not at all. Now, I guess when we think about coming into the winter months, you know, we are lathering on the SPF. We're trying to look after our skin as best we can in the summertime when we've got lots of summer sunshine. But what key changes should we make to our skincare routine when we transition from summer to winter?
Well, as we experience a seasonal transition going from a warmer, more humid environment to a cold, dry environment, we need to change and adapt our skincare routine. And when you think about it, Louise, in the winter, we're more exposed to cold weather combined with central heating, and this can be very harsh on your skin. It can leave your skin to feel dry and dull in appearance. The first thing I would switch up or change in my routine is I would opt to choose a nourishing cleanser, something that will gently cleanse ingredients such as grapeseed oil and vitamin E, and this will gently cleanse your skin while respecting the skin barrier. My second piece of advice will also to use heavier moisturizer. Will lead your skin to feel soft and supple in the winter months.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when we are kind of moving towards those winter months, is there any specific products or maybe ingredients that we should try and incorporate for colder weather? Because I know people, they might try and keep the lighter skincare for the summer. So they're not kind of, you know, you probably wouldn't use your very thick moisturizing cream during the summer because it could be too heavy. But is there anything we should maybe move towards in the winter months to kind of nourish our skin? Maybe
you want to hydrate your skin in the winter months with humectants. Now, hyaluronic acid is a fantastic ingredient to incorporate into your skincare routine. Hyaluronic acid has the ability to hold 1,000 times its weight in water, and Louise, when you choose to use a hydrating serum underneath your moisturizer at night time, it will really help to lock in the moisture levels within your skin. Another product that I can't go without throughout the winter months, I always have it at my office desk, is I like to use a hyaluronic-based skin mist. So I spritz my skin throughout the day to top up the moisture levels.
That's brilliant. And I think it's something that I've started to do as well. I find that it's not only nice to take a couple of seconds just to kind of spritz, but it's a lovely feeling, and it does. It really, really helps as well. How can we maintain proper hydration? I know you mentioned hyaluronic acid, you know, those kind of things. But during the winter months, I suppose we want to try and stay as hydrated as we possibly can.
So what you want to do for your skin is you want to hydrate your skin from within. It's really, really important to consume the right amount of water, and that can be hard and challenging in the winter months. If you're struggling to drink water and you find it flavorless, what I would advise to do is chop up some fruit and add it into your water to give it a pleasant taste. When your skin is hydrated both topically and internally, your complexion will look hydrated and dewy. Another lifestyle tip is to eat your good fat. You can get them from walnuts, avocados, chia seeds and oily fish. So that would be a top tip to really maintain hydration levels within your skin.
Brilliant. And I guess, you know, last but not least, if you can recommend maybe something or some sort of a suitable exfoliation routine, maybe to try and prevent dryness and flakiness in the colder months as well. We all might notice that, you know, you kind of get dry skin that starts to flake. So we want to try and avoid that as much as possible.
Well, an exfoliator I would recommend for the body is the Ultra Retexturizing Body Complex. I absolutely love this product. It's a dual action product, meaning it does two things. It exfoliates as well as moisturizes, so it saves you a lot of time. There's ingredients such as lactic acid, which will smooth the texture of your skin, and then there's sodium hyaluronate and panthenol that will nourish your skin. So that's your exfoliator for the body. A great exfoliator that I recommend for the face is the Ultra Granulocene Microfoliant. This features ascorbic acid particles and bromelain, and this will help to minimize uneven, coarse textured skin, and it'll help to desquamate any dry patches that you have on the facial area.
Super stuff. And I guess, Michelle, if anybody wants to find out more about Ultraceuticals, or even if they want to check out any literature that you have online to do with skincare, or of course, you know, trying to stay hydrated and to mind yourself, where's the best place that people can go?
The best place people can go is on our national website page. If you go to www.ultraceuticals.com/.ie.
Super. Michelle, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you giving us that fantastic knowledge all about transitioning from summer into winter skincare. I hope you have a fantastic evening, and thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me, Louise.